American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from the most fantastic city in the world. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I'm your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. I've got with me this week my good buddy and good friend Chewbacca.
Hi.
We've got Dogwater Dick in the house. Nick's out, but it's okay, because holding it down for all of us are weapons of mass creation.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
You guys have never been here before, have you?
Many moons ago.
Yes, a long time
ago. No, they've
we were here once.
Yeah, it was a while, long time.
With the other guy.
I want to say you guys were one of the bands who were here in the first 6 months of this current studio.
Holy shit. Was the recording terrible?
You've never been at this studio.
No, it was the other house. Yeah, for sure.
That was 4 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
God, so it has been a while. Well, welcome back.
It was so long, I don't remember.
This band is still going.
Jesus Christ. This show is still going.
Fuck. Maybe this will be the nail in the coffin.
You know? this is coming full circle.
Hey, you guys, you know, whatever this band is still going, you guys have been enjoying quite a bit of success, notoriety, and fame, I should say. Having recently even gotten to open for a former presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders on a recent trip. You've done that for him twice.
That guy makes some good-ass chicken.
Played for him twice.
I would open for him.
Wrong Sanders, but yes.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton, she lost the election, but she paid for our album.
That's
Bam!
True.
Bam!
Yeah, you know what?
True. If I knew that, I would have voted for
her,
motherfucking
Shout out to Hillary. Ass. She paid for the last half of our
Because that's
album.
The bomb.
It's pretty rad.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, they sent me.
You think she listened?
Congratulations, really. What is this album that you're all holding in your hands?
We just got it.
Is this the this is the pre-mastered cut, or is this done? It going
this
to
is
the
it.
Printer?
This is it.
This is going to the printers? This is like...
I hope so.
This is fucking it.
This is like the third one that I thought was it.
If we make any more changes, I think Rick will
Weapons of Mass Creation double feature. What's it called, guys? Do you know yet?
Yeah.
Generation We.
Yeah, that's the actual name.
That's, you know, it's very in keeping with the name of your band.
W-I-I?
No.
Yeah, it comes with one.
W-H-E-E. Whee! Generation yes. Fun! Yes, that's what they mean, because they're a happy rave, candy rave band.
That's us in a nutshell.
This album took a long time to do, though.
Yeah,
we were going to call it Rush Out the Blues.
But it literally took us 2 years to make.
Then you couldn't call it Rush Out.
No,
to anything.
We didn't rush out anything.
We were rushing, and the content kind of changed, like the intention of the album.
It was kind of a nightmare to get it made because
we recorded it somewhere else. We started it before
Steve was even in the band. Remember that?
Okay, yeah. So
we tried starting it, and our former drummer.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, guitar player and singer Mr. Joe Atack.
Hello.
And drummer Mr. Steven Sperber, the spare bear.
Down here, the spare bear if you need an extra bear, if you care.
And we do also have in there, on the chuckle machine, we've got Mr. Eric Shapiro, the bass player here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And, of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Pan Pantoja.
Okay, hello, everyone.
And when I say man, myth, legend, it's like up there with Sasquatch.
Yeah.
He's
kind of secretive and mysterious.
Technically isn't a man.
But he is a man.
He's nothing
and
like
technically
Sasquatch.
Not really a man, yes.
Every picture you take of him is blurry.
The thing is, that's the only thing that's so similar, because Sasquatch would never get lost, I don't think. You know, Pan gets lost all the time.
I don't know where the fuck
Pan, I have seen Pan
we
get lost in a
home. We recorded a whole double album here, and he didn't remember how to get here. I had no idea.
It was dark. It was always light when he came before.
The text message he sent me said,
"That's true."
Said, "Where am I going?" and then it just said lost again.
And meanwhile, you're just like driving up 7th Street or something.
Flew on a unicorn.
You know,
heading out Keystone.
Pan one time was following me to a barbecue, right? This is one of my favorite stories. Pam was following me. I was driving ahead of him. Okay. And I'm watching him in my rearview mirror, and we're on, you know that point, you know that point of I-80 where you can turn off onto 395. Well, we were going all the way to Sparks. Ball. Yeah, right. yeah. Only he was following me, but he was in the wrong lane, so he followed me, and I just watched him like turn off to Carson when he's supposed to be following because he forgot to change the lane.
So it wasn't. No,
it's
but wasn't that he didn't follow
it's a
you.
A hard regroup right there too.
No, but then the
you kept going
was,
straight. It was the easiest thing to do was to keep going straight, yeah. and he yeah. turned.
No, no.
But no, he stayed in his lane.
He continued going
which
straight.
Which is the easiest thing to do, just stay in your lane.
Right, but yeah. the best thing was I sent him a message. I was like, hey, man, where are you? And he was like, I'm getting my fortune told. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, I pulled off.
Is this how you met your wife?
No. He pulled off the side of the road and ran into an old fortune teller.
Oh, yeah, right
and
there.
And was
I know
getting
that
his
is.
Fortune told.
Was it Pyramidian?
I was like, you're coming in.
Yeah, near the hospital.
Yeah, by the
yeah, there's a fortune teller.
What did she tell? Yeah.
What did she tell you?
Yeah.
What was the fortune?
Oh man, I needed it that day. I don't remember what she said, but I remember I it really made my whole day.
It was
like,
amazing.
Made sense.
He never made it to the barbecue.
She told him not to go.
It was
you're here
car.
For a reason, young man.
Right. Stay here with me. It's only $10 for every 10 minutes.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It's right next door to the Wiener Schnitzel place.
That was like the time we had that gig
right.
in L.A.
Yeah. And there used to be a witchcraft God. Shop there.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember we sent him to the store to get like a pack of CDs? Oh, and he came back with DVDs and he's like, it's like, you can't trust me. I don't do commerce.
DVDs. really? You guys like CDs?
Apparently. I have a theory about
CDs nuts?
This,
though. Pan mentally lives in an agrarian artist society that is made of wood and runs on steam.
Fuck yeah, that's the way to go. I wish everybody could live like that.
Commerce is handled by what kind of art you can hand somebody.
Exactly.
It's a barter society.
Yeah. No, there's probably very specific values to the quality of your art, you know,
that's all
epic level armor in World of Warcraft kind of thing, like orange level, epic level kind of shit.
Well, and this is from a guy that probably pays 100 people a year and like runs his own
runs
organization.
A whole organization,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
who I
but that's my theory.
I own his
but not
own
into commerce.
I think that's how he gets so much shit done. He like turns off the parts of his brain that he doesn't need, like directions, and then he like uses it to make more art and shit.
That could be.
That's
that's
actually what I believe.
Something happens in there.
We are a fine visual artist and quite the inspiring performing artist. Frankly, you got the shit, my friend. You yourself, even without a band, can't help but light up a room you have the mic in your hand.
No, it's not. These guys.
But with these guys, it's like putting a diamond in a beautiful setting. And so without any, and you penetrate them. In a very aggressive sexual way. So, without any further ado, I'd like to hear a song.
Sexually.
Would you mind penetrating these guys right here in front of us?
Should we play?
I want Pan to penetrate my ears with all three of his friends.
Let's do get that
penetrate
money.
Penetrate me, guys.
It's going to be a double penetration.
I'm a little uncomfortable.
Quadruple penetration.
How does
DVDA. Of four of my holes.
This
my eyes and ears.
This one's a true story. This one. This is about my cousin Dwayne, and he towards the end of it all decided that that him and a few of his friends would like actually rob a bank, and they robbed the. I can say this because I think all of them are gone now, but the
gotcha.
They supposedly did it, and then they never caught who robbed the bank that day. And they mysteriously found Dwayne dead in his garage.
Shortly
mysteriously,
after.
like with an ice pick, or like just passed out, or
well
poisoned.
He really loved, you know, like some of us love to drink, but he really fucking loved to drink. Oh, and so at his feet was a full whiskey bottle and a full case. of beer. Hmm. He was just kind of hung there. You know, he was kind of hung there. So
he wouldn't have left a full whiskey bottle.
He wouldn't. No, no, he would have drank that first.
But nobody found the money.
No one found the money. No.
Damn.
No one found the money.
You can no longer recognize. All the fire is gone. Lines were disappearing up your nose. Come morning, it's time to stumble for room. Faces pale and eyes wide.
I like that tune.
That's fucking awesome.
It's a true story.
That's on the new album?
That's on the new one.
That is, yeah.
I've seen
you guys perform that a couple times live. It's kind of like, yeah, it's a jump up and down, get around kind of number.
Yeah. No, thank you, sir. Yeah, did we dig for the money? Yeah, every fucking one in the family's been out digging for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably a lot of detectives.
Man, if you rob a bank, get away with it. Before you die, fucking write a note for somebody.
Tell your
buried treasures. Right.
As hard as you can to do with people who may or may not have murdered you.
Well, that's awful.
That was
story.
I wish my guitar hadn't gone like madly out of tune during that, though. That was
even if you can't sell somebody out to justice, sell them out to history. Leave a note in a bottle buried somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loves that.
Sell them out to history.
Somebody at least get the whiskey and the beer out of the deal?
I said that's a little too soon, man.
You know, Chewie, dark humor is like food. Not everybody gets it.
My bad.
I feel like the cops probably ended up.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, the cops are going to have
that, man, yeah.
Yep.
Where was he? Was that in Montana?
That was in Montana, yeah.
I feel like if anybody finds money, it'll be Josh.
I hope Josh.
There's so much
my
money.
My brother Josh is on this album, too. He's
good feller.
He's an interesting
Josh.
Yeah,
he's
a good dude. Yeah.
A little squirrely.
He's a little squirrely.
Spins a yarn.
He tells a tale.
No, they come into the studio and they're like, "We're just gonna talk to him on the phone, and we want you to record it."
Oh my god!
And that's on the album. So
it's called Bedtime Stories with Josh.
It turned out great.
Yeah.
Makes me pretty uncomfortable. But
it's really creepy. It's great.
Is this like creepy stories? Yeah.
It's a recurring dream.
How close is this to a room full of Codys, Rick?
Oh no, it's much more coherent.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, it's a coherent.
Have you ever
story,
heard for some time ask Rick for a little taste of Room Full of Codys?
Room Full of Codys.
It's really it's a former roommate of his, a brother-in-law of mine who was Can spin quite the yarn, and Rick overlaid number of stories all at once from different volume levels.
Wow.
That's
pans.
A good idea. Do you have that somewhere, Rick? Available?
No, I totally
do. All right, burn a copy of it for me.
Yeah, find that. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, good choice, stupid.
There he is. There's Dakota.
Yeah. You listen to me, wacko!
That's not him.
You dumb fucking Swede.
That is. Oh my goodness. So, all right. Hey, what do you guys got going on this weekend? You know, your drummer mentioned that you guys might have
happen to have a show. I don't know
show?
If you're aware that there's shows going on this weekend. Both Friday and Saturday, I hear there's some sort of shows going on. But
where are you guys playing?
I don't know. Where are we playing?
It's a special show where we play songs that we know.
Oh,
are we
closed?
Like, that's pretty awesome.
Mm. Yeah,
that's
you
like
practiced
the real deal
for this show even.
No. Don't know. No, let's not get crazy.
Is this your practice?
This is actually our practice. You know, literally, we had the conversation last night. Let's practice on Monday. And then you sent a message like, you're on the podcast.
At like 8 in the fucking morning.
Yeah. We're like, well, I guess practice is
kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, that's what
it's a podcast.
I love killing birds with stones.
That's what we're here for. Fucking
he does.
If you can get two of those bastards,
then
I'm saving rocks.
It's harder than you think.
He means hookers.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Merry Anarchy Winter Ball Day 1 and 2 this weekend.
That's
Saturday and Sunday. Merry Anarchy.
What a lineup.
Merry Anarchy. Merry Anarchy this year is a benefit for our very good friend, Grateful Ted Ralko.
Ted can dance.
Ted has
We found
an actual,
out Ted's last name.
Ted recently friended me on Facebook, so now I know his last name.
We never knew him. We're just
Grateful
Ted.
Grateful Ted Zeppelin, the guy who shows up to the open mics who looks like Neil Young, and he's really soft-spoken and super nice, and he's always been a big supporter of your shows. If you've been in a band, Ted has come seen you. He's thrown you money his way.
Ted's always around.
Ted. He's had a pretty bad bout with diverticulitis in the past couple years and has incurred a bit of some medical distress, bills, financial distress over some medical distress.
Motherfuckers.
Bullshit. Exactly. So as we do with the Merry Anarchy, we're raising a little cash for our friend to help him get through the dry spells.
Yes.
He deserves it.
We have,
what,
30 bands?
What a great fucking show.
No, wait. 22 bands in 2 days? 32
Sounds
bands
about right.
In two, I
some,
know.
Some really great music.
There's at least 10.
There's at least 10 bands in 2 days. God damn it. So F you. Okay?
It's
F
two,
you.
Two digits.
Spare
for sure.
Bear. You are not like a friendly teddy bear in
I
any
am spare.
Sense.
Hey. I'm not your main bear. I'm your spare bear.
Yeah, and like as a spare bear, you're not quite as good as the main bear.
Well, obviously, otherwise I would be, the main bear.
But like no, but I mean, it's like Shakespeare left his second best bed to his wife. You'd think the spare bear would be better than the one I put my ass and sweat on every day. But no, you're like
always...
a surly, you don't pay enough attention to me kind of
so
spare bear.
No,
I don't know. I feel
ladies and gentlemen,
30
plus act in 2 days, arts auctions and raffles, Mary Anarchy, Winter Ball 2016, Friday, December 9th, Saturday, December 10th. Suggest a donation of $10, 21 and up, 4 p.m. on Friday, 2 p.m. on Saturday, with such bands including Murder Rock, Eddie and the Subtitles, The Shames, Reno We Have a Problem, Vague Choir, and The Grim Tones. One Done Dooley. Sit Kitty Sit, Pushbox, Alphabet Culp, Weapons of Mass Creation, Limbo State, Betty Rocker, Pink Awful, and Roxy Colley. This is not a show to be missed, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
that's like less than half of the people who are going to be performing.
That's rad.
Also hosted by myself, the lovely Jenny Pez Dispenser,
yeah,
and Helena, Empress of the Impossible.
Yes.
Pez, you got bunnies at my shop. Come get them. You got. She's painted. She paints.
Pez doesn't listen.
I believe.
Well,
you'll be able to see her in
this
person.
No,
this weekend, and tell her to her face that she's got bunnies at your shop. Yeah.
Bring them to the.
I will take her bunnies.
Yeah.
She draws
bunnies?
Fucked up bunnies.
She draws fucked up bunnies. Yeah,
they're pretty. She made one of me in a play where I was the bad guy.
Right.
So it's basically a scary bunny with a top hat.
Yeah, that was in our.
I remember that one.
I've never
in the gallery.
Yeah, that was
in my life.
Yeah, yeah, those the when I was the rake in the Decemberist production Hazards.
Good stuff.
Hazards of Love.
Have you guys ever
Joe
really
Marlene.
Seen a bunny in your life that you were scared of?
Ever,
a real life bunny?
Fuck. Yes.
I've heard one scream when they're scared of dying. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's fucking horrible.
Yeah, but you're not fearful of them.
Feed a bunny like raspberries or cherries and then see if you're not freaked out by that shit.
All right.
Like their maw is just dripping with
Bunnacula.
That is scary.
Bunnicula.
Yeah. I pronounced it wrong.
Bunnicula. That's right, though. But you're right. That was a scary fucking... All right, no.
A fictional rabbit, of course.
Watership Down, man. I've never looked at a rabbit the same since,
down
man.
Was fucking awful.
That scarred my fucking mind.
It looked like a
grade.
Fucking kid show. That's not a kid.
That's not a kid show at all. It looks like it's Secret of Nim or some bullshit, but no. Then they all start a war with each other, and the killing starts, and you just feel hollow inside, and you need to take a shower for 3 days.
Jesus.
Watership Down?
Yeah, man.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah, show it to your daughter. Oh I'm sure it'll be great, man.
They all get myxomatosis.
My daughter only
right?
watches educational things.
I have not watched it since the sixth grade, man.
No,
fuck
they don't. I don't think they say it, but it's about.
I read the book.
It's about myxomatosis. Like all the rabbits in England got myxomatosis, and they like went crazy.
Yes,
really.
I believe you are correct.
Were you in England?
I did read the book.
Yeah. When I was a kid, like the rabbits got like
it happened in the
before. Well, yeah, probably before I was.
It was
born
something that happened in like the late 60s, early 70s.
Wow,
they
really?
Got like
that.
Myxomatosis.
Where rabbits
all,
went
like,
rabid.
Is that like rabies?
Yeah, they all went like yeah,
like mad cow disease kind of shit.
Yeah, it like makes them go insane.
Why does all that shit always happen in England? Mad cow disease happened in the UK. Myxomatosis rabbit scare.
Cujo.
I think it's just.
Hey, there's still a lot of good beef that comes out of Britain. I would just like to put that out
there. Yeah, let's not sell.
No, there really is.
British beef short.
Sure. There really is.
We've really gone down the rabbit hole.
It's not short.
I'd eat it.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about, Steven?
I want to talk more about Mary Anarchy.
Hey!
How many Mary Anarchies is this now?
So this past May was Mary Anarchy 14.
But it's biannual, so that's that many years.
But it's only been biannual for half the time.
I want to say this is the 10th or 11th Winter Ball.
You think I don't think so. I think it's only been since we've been doing this podcast.
Like
no, it was before this podcast because Winter Ball started while I was in Louisiana. So it at least started in 2007 or 8. So, okay, I want to say 9 or 10 maybe. Or 10.
That's impressive.
This
like,
is
really,
nine or,
though,
nine
I'm,
or tenth
I'm not fucking
ball.
Around or anything.
Yeah.
That's cool that's been going on that long.
That's a really awesome event, too.
I was doing some numbers in my head. We've easily, over the past, decade, raised...
Threepence.
$2,000 to $3,000 twice a year for people.
That's awesome.
You know,
well, the one year that the wow. that
we some years really some years much bigger,
and it was
than
like
that,
six but, grand for just yeah. that one Mary Anarchy.
But it, but on an average,
that was the highest one I ever remember was six.
Was that for Greg Allen? Was that his?
I forget who the recipient was, but wasn't it like the Atomics and some band that hadn't played in forever?
It was a Sprout year.
That was yeah. That was posthumous. That was for Dale.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was for Dale's estate and his daughter. Yeah.
Very good.
His son, actually.
Or pardon me, his son.
Kenobi.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. Nice. Good kid. That was a good year. That was fucking
yeah,
rad.
Yeah, no, Dale and Greg Allen, I think, were the two big high water marks as far as people coming out and showing love. Not counting the times they everybody came out for Mary and Nick back in the early days.
Those are some great shows also.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty good tradition and great music and also for a good cause.
As far as the bands that show up and are repeated guests, even the bands who have just, you know, been one-time guests, but more importantly, all the folks who show up every year, especially the people who have been coming year after year after year, and they take different roles and different parts in it. People come in from out of town to be a part of the show. Like Kelly, the bartender at Jub Jub, is coming back just because she wants to be here for Mary Anarchy and help out, even though she moved away and said, "See ya, Suckville, to Reno," months ago.
All right.
But no,
she's getting skater back in.
She's never gonna. She's gonna be like, "No, Al Pacino in the Godfather."
It's because Mary Anarchy's.
She actually
awesome
said
event.
To me goodbye. She didn't say, "See ya, Suckville." And...
No, yeah, you say goodbye to people, but she's driving away. You all say, right. See, yeah. Like in the Simpsons episode.
Yeah.
It was a reference.
I'm going for the green grass over there.
I was going
Oakland.
For pop culture yeah, reference.
A bunch of black gotcha. People down there, Rick.
Where Nick. Kelly lives, in fact, there is.
Thanks for welcoming to the show, Nick. Thanks.
A couple black dudes in that shit, dude. Too.
I thought Nick didn't show up this week because he
so
thought
too.
He's better
Nick
than
likes
us. But
pornography.
I guess
pornography.
They deserve a good blowjob, you know?
I like the laugh in the background of that
one. I thought that was you.
Maybe it was. Maybe I'm covering up my tracks. I don't know.
Wow. I kind of want to have another song.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Do we have other songs?
We have lots of songs.
Oh.
That's the problem. We got to remember them.
Do you know anything by...
Do you want a new?
Ooh, something I don't know.
Like new?
I want to hear something I
don't
know.
Exclusive.
Okay. Like something that's not on the CD.
This is not on there.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. This
all right.
Is the next CD.
Oh, are we going to do that long? Where you
no,
where you
don't
the
do
scroll?
The long.
Well, you can
we'll
just
do
something short.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do part.
We had when we did this live. Pan pulled a fucking scroll out
and started reading like what the Constitution or something.
It's like a really long scroll
like
with a
ten,
poem on it.
It was like a 10-minute.
I really
it was like
enjoyed
a 10-minute
rhyme of the ancient mariner.
Kind of. Yeah. I just fucking.
Are we doing that
it.
Now?
I did some literature.
Yeah.
You know.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
But you could see
that's
the,
cool.
You could see the scroll unwind, so people had a sense of how much was left.
Dude. Next time, like, whip out some Chaucer and read it. And read it in fucking
Chaucer?
Old Middle English.
Fuck that cat.
Bring out some Chaucer and some fucking...
In the original dialect. Yeah.
Orson Willigoggenheim.
Get out, like, the freaking... What's it called? The Fairy Queen by Spencer that's like
yeah.
a giant Bible-sized book. Read the Bible. Read the whole Bible from start to
or
finish.
Or freaking Andy Kaufman read it. It was the best of time. It was the worst of time. just start at the beginning.
The same, I'm half brown, half a fuck like me who live or die, don't see how to restart this. Let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. Define us long after our bones are dust. See, we stand ready to shape these image-saturated landscapes we're bombarded with, and then four-count beats that everybody wants to. Man, stop it, make it yours. Rhythm is a 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 matter of opinion, and opinions do sway with whoever blows hardest. What are you screaming in my ear? You're slinging all that fear like volume equals passion. Well, I promise to you, and by you, I mean this everything. This now, this everything, this now, this everything, this now. I promise you to always see this world as an infinite act of creation. To see the endless possibilities in nothingness, in no form. To stand defiant in the face of impossibility. To do this is to live every single day inspired. See, I'm a potentialist, because I know no matter how deep the dirt gets, no matter how many names they call me, no matter how many terrorists you put into office, I know I can make it into art. I'm a potentialist and I'm never wrong. I'm a potentialist and I'm never wrong. I'm a potentialist and I'm never wrong. And all you hearing this, you feel it in your hearts too. Don't be weapons of mass creation, 'cause you matter too, and you're never wrong either. We love you.
Shit's dope.
That's a new for you.
Yeah, thank you.
That was cool.
We played it 3 times before, so.
Oh, so it's not that new.
No, it was definitely a jam session by the end there. But it's practice. I liked it.
That was cool. That was really awesome, you guys.
Thanks. You know, it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. But you guys are all pretty healthy, robust talents that, work in progress.
Shucks.
No, but your work in progress sounds like finished products of some.
It sounded
maybe
pretty damn
people.
Good.
Yeah.
We had a really weird way of practicing when I joined this band in 2011, where we would never play a song twice.
because Pan doesn't want to do the poem more than once because it's kind of like emotionally taxing.
I'm a
so for the first
dude, I hear you on that. Man.
The first 6 months of this band, like I literally had no idea what was happening the entire time.
Like, not, you're just jamming and hanging out, happy to be here.
Like not, no, I wasn't even all that happy. Like not, not like as an expression, like oh, I don't know what's going on. Like literally, no fucking clue. Like our first show, I'm on stage and like the energy was like so big. Pan's like jumping around. I was like gonna fall over. I'm like, what the fuck notes am I playing? And I learned how to improvise pretty well. So
yeah,
over the years,
yeah, you have.
Yeah, you know.
Whereas Joe, on the other hand, is sitting in front of like a flashing rocket panel of like there's like a Tesla coil in that thing from Frankenstein where the zip 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 goes up.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's like, you know, it's a hobby.
A lot of those are just flashing lights.
Right, they don't. They're just machines that go ping. They don't actually do anything.
Right, they're just making weird noises and shit.
Just give you a record crackle. Yeah, there you go.
The funny thing is, he has that effect, but we replaced it on the album with an actual record sound.
Yeah,
I did. Guess where that came from?
It's old timey radio time. Hey, I know, and I was there the day that Darkwater Dick first sampled those records to save.
Roy was around when I was taking 78 records and recording their
together.
Static.
We lived together when that happened, yeah.
Man, and those samples will stand the test of time, living in the Darkwater Studio audio banks for thousands of years.
You guys knew how to have a good time. You just sit around recording
just find
the right
record, which one's the most perfectly staticky.
Yeah, which one has the long
lead-in. And coming up next, we have Mary Had a Little Lamb by Thomas Edison. All right, that did cue up correctly. Now, Jim Morrison singing, Forgive Me, Faggots, I Forgot My Dollar.
I'm just, you stop me. Like really.
Stop it.
I don't want to. I'm enjoying it. It's like a time machine.
Good. The Jim Morrison joke's always good.
Oh, Jim, with the heroin and gaze.
Well, this band feels like it's been going forever, though. Now, like
you guys are one of the big iconic Reno band. No, like
clearly on the same page.
You are mentioned in a same breath with such greats as the Atomics and Gunshot Liquor. As
by
far
accident.
No,
someone's
as far
just,
as the,
someone's
the
just
energy,
walking past.
The energy at the shows, the kind of crowd you bring. You guys are a bankable band.
Are you buying this? I didn't. Like, yeah, Glenn Osborne was like.
I'll actually vouch for that.
WMC is a bankable band. Hey, venues knows if they book you are going to bring in a crowd, period.
As the drummer, you can see
then
that.
We slowly, that writing? The funny thing is we slowly then drive them out during
Glenn
the course
Osborne
of the set.
Well, yeah, because Reno drunks don't actually know what they're interested in. They just, oh, yeah, I've heard of those guys, and I was really drunk one time and had a great time.
That's a stereotype.
Oh, they're really political.
we've only endorsed one president.
But you talk about uncomfortable social issues that people
candidate.
Like to pretend they don't know about.
Yeah, that's, well, yeah.
Jesus. Man, you make people think, Mangs. Oh,
yeah. I hope people buy this album when we eventually do it, though. It's taken us seriously 2 years to make it.
Or are you going to release it as an actual album with art and everything?
Yeah,
your parents are going to be so proud.
Yeah,
no, but I mean, like,
I'm going to sell three copies.
We had a drummer
mom.
Leave. First time we tried to record it, the drummer left.
Well, Abel has like 17 children.
Well, you're right. Abel.
He is personally keeping a nation afloat.
Like, yeah. Abel couldn't do it anymore, so he left the band. And then, you know, we tried to record it a second time like a year later
with
after that.
With Mac Esposito. In his basement.
No, that was the time Abel wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. But I did. But I wound up making an album anyway. It's a completely separate album. In
Mac
that
Esposito, that's dope, dude. Mac Esposito, who's going to be teaching my daughter's Girl Scout troop the things they need to know for a merit badge in Girl Scout.
Well, yeah.
At the Potentialist Theater in a couple weeks here.
But
yeah.
Then we tried. We went to record it at a Pixie.
Yeah,
and that
we got like 14 songs into like the basic recording, and the studio melted down.
God damn!
So then we waited
like literally.
This record's like, a long time coming.
Literally,
computer failure, lost
right.
everything.
Yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah,
bullshit.
There was liquid involved.
Well, there was a power surge in the grid, and it fried his entire house.
Well, we had the backups of it. But then we tried, we waited like 6 months or so while he got the studio set up. And I went just to listen, just on my own, went to listen to what we'd recorded. And he turned the computer on and there was like, it came up and the tracks came up. And then there was this weird smell. And we were like, and everything just turned, all the computer turned off again. Wow. And he opened the side of the computer up and coolant fluid was spraying.
Wow. This is a badass record.
Wow. Yeah, we destroyed a whole studio to make this record.
In all truthfulness, I only wanted to record it here with Dogwater from the beginning. True. From the beginning.
Nice.
Yeah. We'd only ever worked together for that one live
motherfuckers.
Thing.
Yeah. Well, that was the best recording they had up until then.
People died trying to make this album.
Then you guys showed up and you were, and the initial thought was, let's just get together, get a couple tracks done, and maybe we'll get some of the Pixie stuff saved, and between all of it, we'll make an album.
No, we were
22
like,
tracks
then,
later.
Yeah, no, and then you just started tracking. Yeah, and then in the middle of all that, my fucking grandparents died. Yeah. And so, remember the sessions, I'm not laughing at that. No, I know, but the sessions were like, I couldn't not work, but I was so depressed because they had just died like that day.
And it was
it was really great because your music was so dark. That, like, it was the kind of thing to sit around and cry to about my grandparents being dead. Not all of it's dark. No, but we did dark stuff that day.
There's a few existential songs. There's a few songs about death.
Well, and we were recording. The song that has the Book of the Dead in at the end of it, and Carl died in the middle of his recording it. Remember that shit happening? Carl died in the middle of his recording. You got the text in the middle. Yeah. When we went to listen back to it, the moment you got the text, the recording had stopped. Do you remember that, Rick?
Yeah.
It kept recording, but there was silence for 30 seconds.
And that doesn't...
As if someone, like, turned all the instruments and microphones down for 30 seconds and then turned it all back up again instantaneously. Wow. We had to go back and like
that's
record
awesome.
The whole
and redo that.
I mean,
that
not awesome that all this, but
and we were doing the book of the. He was reciting.
It's cool that the product
the
is actually here,
and that doesn't happen.
What a badass haunted experience!
Haunted music.
I had a car
album.
Crash on the way to. Like we were going to do one of the last guitar sessions, and I had a car crash on the way here.
That's true. That
like
was
the front end of my car
day.
Got taken off.
Wasn't there some girl that you guys knew that passed away during the one of the sessions too?
No, that was Carl. That was during that one.
I thought there was a girl.
Generation we at your own peril.
Yeah, it's been, it's been a rough road.
Is it going to make my computer melt?
This is the album that
I
could
know
that
things
break
had
the world in
my computer's head antifreeze.
Well, we've had
them.
Like. Relationships fall apart, people die, car accidents, fucking...
My son was born.
Children were born.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, there you
awesome.
We had two
you're wearing your son's tie.
The boy is named after this tie. This is the tie.
Wait, not the other way around. You didn't make the tie for the boy. You had the tie
chicken
and
or
said,
the egg.
The word,
that would be
tie.
A great
The word
name.
Came first, yeah.
You've got an interesting way of looking at the world, man.
What is Axiom?
I'd like you to come over and show me some of that. I got some squeeze.
Kind of
cheese.
Triangle, I believe.
The Axiom Axiom
is that
rhymes.
A hairy triangle or a clear triangle?
The definition rhymes.
It rhymes, yeah. It means Axiom is an undeniable truth that needs no proof.
Bang. An a priori assumption.
Those are hard to find.
A priori. Excellent.
People think they're out there.
Yeah.
Is there a truth? You know what though? Fucking, there is no. We live in America right now where there is no fucking truth. So
live in a post-truth world.
There has been no truth since Sartre and Camus.
When exactly
broke
was
up.
There truth?
It literally doesn't matter. Like I
never said that.
Nothing is true, all is permitted.
I was saying this to the sloth I wrote here on. It doesn't matter what
anymore.
You say anymore.
Nothing is true. All is permitted. Everything is true.
That's
nothing
why
is
he was late. The sloth that he flew in on was a little slow.
Sloths don't even fly, I don't believe.
They do if you ride them hard enough.
If you believe.
If you make
Chewy,
them fly.
Chewie, have you ever clapped your hands hard enough that Tinkerbell came out of your pants?
Well, something similar to Tinkerbell, sure.
It's called clapping low five.
Yeah, I gotcha.
What's happening?
I just got to open my mind a little bit.
We're going to have another song is what's happening.
Is anyone following
our,
this?
No, nobody's following this, dear. All right, what else do we have to talk about? There's Merry Anarchy. There's music. We could give you a quiz. It has been a while.
You could give us a quiz.
Maybe a short quiz. There's four of them, right?
Yeah, an abbreviated
really
quiz.
We had a real... It was, we're all subdued today.
Like, well, all right, then
Rory
let's...
met us on the stairs and was like, "You guys look great," and I was like, "We're all talking about how terrible our lives are."
And I thought, "Oh, no,
like fuck,
four
fuck
of my favorite
though,
people.
Like...
They all look great and such inspiring artists." Yeah, life's meaningless, dude. Fuck off.
No, what it a is... fuck? Fuck this year though.
Life is
there
shit,
was a large collection of souls this year, like.
Yeah.
It has been a bit of a dumpster fire of a year.
Yeah.
Sean's normal New Year's party is called Fuck 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
however, I will say personally, I usually have a bad time with even numbered years, but 2016 is a banner year for myself.
Right on, man. Right on.
I've gotten engaged. I got a promotion at work.
Nice.
Things are good. Like, yeah, life's good.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. I quit doing the open mic night, which
good
spared up so
Brad.
Much time in my life.
And you hated David Bowie.
I was
so
in
you're
a
glad he's dead.
No, I didn't hate David.
She definitely hated
Christ.
Merle Haggard, and you're probably glad
what?
He's dead too, huh?
Wow.
Oh man. Wow.
Man. Yeah,
that's real
I
cool,
was in
Rory.
A very successful musical.
Yeah. That too.
That's right.
And Riku was really excited about Trump winning the presidency. So.
Yes. Well.
Can I get a Sieg Heil?
Oh my God!
Nailed it, man!
Oh my God!
He's about 5'8". He's about this tall.
So he's about 8 inches taller than Riku.
Too soon,
or is it perfect timing? Not sure.
That's Uncle Rick. That's not Daddy. Yeah. Daddy would never have little girls say such horrible things.
I'm the wind, baby.
So should we give them the quiz?
Yeah, quiz it up.
Yeah, give me some fucking music, asshole.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm going to attempt to embarrass these guys in front of each other, but they've all probably imagined themselves naked, even if they haven't seen each other naked. So, here we go. Starting with Eric. Where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt? Man.
Yeah, upon your demise, where would you haunt? If you got to pick.
Somewhere nice. Like, I see trees, you know? Trees.
A forest or a beach?
Like a forest. I see a river.
He would be a forest spirit. Oh, with like goat legs and a flute.
That sounds...
I was so. It's so easy to picture Eric like that.
I didn't see the
isn't
goat.
It?
I feel like I picture that. Pan that way.
Why not?
Right.
Pan is sort of
really,
that way.
Most of you would look good like that. Shirtless.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody looks good with goat legs.
and you know, and you bat, and you know, and you get them to the edge of the cliff, and they have no choice but to just back up against you.
Oh, man.
Why you agreed not to speak.
Why do you got
to
make it weird, Rory?
I mean, maybe I just
it was so normal up to that.
Yeah. Why you gotta make it weird?
Because you never tried. All right,
you
want to
haunt the woodlands? All right,
maybe
Pan.
I just want to go outside. I don't know.
Pan,
I'd really like to see the other planets, starting with the moons of Saturn.
Okay. Oh, you will haunt the dark regions of space.
Is that allowed? Are
it's
you allowed?
Allowed.
Yeah. I suppose. Yeah,
that's
you're
a physical place.
Haunt
fuck
the dark regions.
Nobody's
of space.
Gone off like Earth. That's pretty
that's
weird.
Where I'd go. Good point,
Joe. There, where would you haunt?
Lancashire?
I don't know, man. Wherever I'm at.
The Cliffs of Dover? I'm
just how many haunt. Holes?
I don't know. I think I'd just probably, like, if I was a ghost, I'd be a really boring ghost. I'd probably just, like, make cups of tea.
Go to the movies for free all the time.
So, Lancashire. Like, some old lady's house.
Yeah. I'd like
tea party.
A flat.
I'd be like, what's going on, guys? Let's have some tea. Something like that.
Crisps.
You know, some crisps, yeah. Tea and crisps is not a good fit, though.
No.
Biscuits? Are they called biscuits?
Spare
biscuits,
bear.
Biscuits, yeah.
You know the
where
old
would you hunt?
The post office downtown, the old one that
oh,
they
oh the Nazi post office
yeah the basement
it is not
they
Nazi
with,
oh, no,
the
it's an ancient symbol of power
it's yeah, a beautiful haunt, piece of building
it actually really totally is a Nazi post office
it's like, totally
no it was
post
made
office.
After the Nazi party rose to power like you can't
no,
deny
I don't think that's
it.
True.
No it was totally made before
it was made before
yeah
it was made it was made like between 27 and 29
when German stuff was cool. A few years later, not so cool.
Not so.
Yeah, no, it was yeah. right. It was right before that shit
oh,
happened.
It is,
but
it's post Red Baron though, so fuck those people.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it is. It is post.
I'm not
War
denying
I.
the fact that Reno is packed full of Nazis in the early 20th century.
I'm just trying to say. I mean, tell me DeLongchamps wasn't a racist.
I'm not going to tell you that. I'm just saying that
it's out there.
I'm just saying it was built before.
Well, since this is already just led right into it. Steven, you're being led to a gas chamber by a comedian in a clown suit. Which comedian would you prefer to be your escort?
Sarah Silverman.
Nice. That's a good one.
Good answer, yeah. Cunt.
Fuck yeah.
Joe.
Bill Hicks.
That tops it for sure.
Popular answer. Popular answer.
Oh. Well, then never mind.
We've never heard Sarah before.
No.
Can I steal your answer?
I would also be taken by Bill Hicks.
Bill Hicks.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, can Bill Hicks take me and taken. Pan hand in hand?
Yeah.
Like,
can we all hold hands?
Like he's skiing?
No, he's like skipping down the road with Pan and I on either hand. Like, what? To the
so
gas
sure.
chamber.
We'll allow it.
He's my favorite.
It's up to the judge.
First of all, I'd like to thank Joe for introducing me to Bill Hicks when we were on the road. Great.
Relentless hours of Bill Hicks.
Great travel commentary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Philosophically. I immediately thought of George Carlin.
Also very nice.
You kind of put it in
however, the correct answer, is, of course, Jerry Lewis.
Amen. And Eric, I don't know if I want an angry.
That's a real movie that has not been released. The Day the Clown Cried. Wait for Jerry to die. We'll get to see it 10 years later. Eric, what is the first album you ever bought?
Oh man. Scorpions.
Nice.
I can't remember. It was a black and white cover. It was a tape.
Is it the one with all the hits?
No. It was an album. It wasn't a great. It was a
Deep Water Scorpions.
It didn't have any radio cuts on it.
Time, something about time was one of the songs that I liked.
Oh, yeah, that slow ballad. Yes.
Yeah.
The gay album. Pan. The album that did not have Rock You Like a Hurricane on it.
Oh, man. There were many borrowed before, but the first one I actually spent money on was Pantera Cowboys from Hell. I spent money on that.
That's a tough answer. Joe.
Fuck, I don't know.
Terry Como?
Smith or something?
Was it like Belinda Carlisle or something?
Kylie Minogue.
Like a working class.
I actually don't know what it would be. Honestly, I don't remember. I don't actually remember.
Do you get
what the
negative
first
points
well.
For
the,
that sort of
what's
answer?
The first album?
Who doesn't
maybe?
Remember the first album?
Well, I had an older sister, and I used to just steal all her albums.
Sure, but with
I don't remember when I bought
purchasing your own money at a record store.
What album did you steal from your sister?
You went to your favorite. You went to a record store, and you either bought a vinyl or a cassette, or did you order through BMG?
No.
Did they have
one of the? Did they have that? In England, you had 10 albums for a penny bullshit, but you had to then buy 10 albums
well,
for the next 2 years.
Well, we probably did. I just probably didn't know about it.
It was a great thing
so
to
easy.
Scam
you never had
college.
To pay for it. Yeah, I did it like 3 times.
And it was weird having to have pennies when they don't have pennies there.
Probably. It's probably something
it was
really,
a farthing then.
A farthing, yes.
It's probably something really popular.
A pence.
Like another Bad Creation or something?
Nevermind or something.
Are you really? That young?
No, I mean, like, I just didn't buy
We're
albums.
All
like
34,
I stole
35.
All my
you
sister's
music
for years.
You literally stole your sister's music.
I listened to a
so
lot of my
like
dad's
Duran
music.
So it wasn't like Duran or something? No.
No. Like,
never mind, it's a reasonable
see,
answer.
See, you're kind of ruining the whole question and slowed the show down, so you get 0 points.
When
for
you would
this
have been
answer.
The most interesting
May
one.
God have mercy on your soul.
He has no mercy.
Steven, what's the first album you ever purchased?
Well, this is the third time I've been on the podcast, so I'm going to lie a little bit.
Oh, right. No. For you, we'll switch it up to. No, have I asked you Rock Show?
What was the last album you ever purchased?
All right. There you go, Chewy. What's the last album you bought? Bought physically.
Bought physically. I bought like 10 good CDs.
That's
from
actually
a pawn
now a
shop
relevant
that I work
question.
At for like
did I have
50
to buy it for
cents
myself?
A piece. So out of all of them, I think there
which
was
one are you least
like
embarrassed of?
The least embarrassed? Well,
what are you most embarrassed
what of? Am I most embarrassed of? There was an MC Hammer CD in there. I'm not going to lie. And
was it Please it, Hammer, Don't Hurt Him?
Don't Hurt Him? Whatever.
Is, that's okay.
I'm not sorry.
I don't know. I haven't actually listened to it, but I figured for 50 sorry. Cents, I
that
should own
shit.
It kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm not sorry. That stuff was the shit when I was in second grade.
Ernest Mother
Eyes. MC Hammer was the fucking shit.
How many books do you own, Steven?
Do you count textbooks?
5, 10, 50, 100.
Those are books.
100 easily.
Okay. And what was the last one you read? Finished. Completed. Not what you're reading now. The last one you completed.
I reread the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series
ooh.
All the way through pretty recently. It's an easy read.
Fuck, I haven't read that in years.
Pretty quick read.
Yeah, it's an easy read, but a good read. You
I know more stuff since last time I read that.
Joe,
to the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100, how many books do you own, sir?
Probably at the moment, like 25 here. And I think I probably have like a bunch of boxes of them in England. So
that
I probably have another
books
like
you own.
100 back.
Well, no, in your own home, in your own home. About 25?
Yeah, probably 25 here.
All right. And what was the last one you completed?
You know, the last book I read was in the summer. I read The Time Machine. What else did I read? I read The Time Machine.
Well, I mean, given your profession, you read a lot of scripts. So
I read a lot of plays.
Yeah. What was the last script you finished reading? Just to check out.
Probably the one. Well, I just directed a play, so it's kind of.
Not
you mean,
that.
Oh, just to check out?
Yeah. What's a new play? What's the last new play you've read? New to you?
New to me, probably Hand to God. Was the last one I
read. Okay,
it's going to be GLM next year.
They're doing auditions for it this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so contact GLM if you're interested.
Nice.
Pan, how many books do you own? 5, 10, 50, or 100?
Around 50, yeah.
Around 50? Yeah. And what was the last thing you completed?
Let's see, the last one that I did was How to Steal Like an Artist.
Author?
Nice. I can't fucking remember.
What's it about?
I know the title.
There's not.
I was hoping you could clue me.
Yeah, let me rethink about it. Yeah, I can't. I'm horrible with that part. It's there's not a lot of fucking.
Do you know where you are currently?
Just ask the sloth.
Eric. Nearest Eric's all looking up books and
shit. I was gonna look up.
Oh yeah, who wrote that? It's a good book. Yeah.
I want to know some shit.
But how many books do you own, Mr. Shapiro?
Man, over 100.
You live in a lighthouse and all the walls are covered with books.
Ain't that much, man?
And what was the last book you completed reading?
Palahniuk.
Are you talking in your mic?
Yeah, no, man, I read Choke.
Palahniuk. Choke, the book that reminded me of Reno.
Jesus.
I just, all the characters in the book Choke, I reminded me of people I know in Reno, despite the fact that we did not have a... a Williamsburg type, a historical creation.
Williamsburg,
society.
Yeah, man, I've been there. It's a
I
nice
have
town.
Too. Colonial Williamsburg,
beautiful.
Yeah.
We've got a lot in common, man.
A lot of fun.
Final Fantasy,
I've
Williamsburg.
Been to Williamsburg also, yeah. But
how big's your dick? No.
well, that's later in the show, right?
Right.
I think you
that's,
asked that, but
that's
later.
After with Rick in his room. Oh. He'll pull out the measuring tape.
I think we already paid him. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're gonna.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. We're gonna hop
over to rapid fire questions now, and I'm gonna start with Eric, Rip Taylor, or Richard Simmons. Go.
Richard Simmons is hilarious.
I like Rip, man.
What did you say?
Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons? Oh, that's the joke. Steven
Simmons.
Simmons. All right, donkey or walrus? Who wins in a fight? Eric.
Walruses are beasts.
I'm going to go with the donkey.
Walrus.
Walrus.
Donkey's got to reach.
Unless the donkey
walrus.
Makes the walrus.
This question always gets Chewy pulled into the conversation.
Well, I really don't even know who would win. I'm just always curious about that.
Puke or diarrhea?
I think it'd be
puke.
A good fight.
Oh, man. Diarrhea.
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 Okay. Would you rather get beat up or arrested? Eric.
Beat up.
It fucking happens all the time. I just...
Both. Okay. Joe.
Arrested.
Yeah, I'm a white guy with money. Arrested.
Getting arrested sucks.
It's fucking horrible.
It's expensive. God a lot more expensive
it.
Than
God
getting beat
so
up.
So humiliating. So much more.
Not necessarily.
AIDS or
though.
Cancer?
How bad
Eric,
I guess.
Come on, man.
Which would you rather have, AIDS or cancer?
HIV or full blown AIDS?
That's a different question. AIDS or cancer?
Magic
I'm
seems
so
to
sad.
Be doing pretty good.
Cancer. Sad.
I'm gonna go with the AIDS. I got
the
I'm definitely taking AIDS for sure. That's
tastes
semi
like grapefruit. Bonus.
No. HIV, but not AIDS. Once you get AIDS.
Well, no, it's full blown cancer or full blown AIDS.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want?
Blown,
late
blown.
Stage.
Late
stage
cancer. You can't give cancer to anyone. So it's
you
like,
can if you
cancer.
Sell them
true,
cigarettes,
but it will probably. Kill
you want to buy a smoke for a buck, dude?
At least with cancer, you can tell your family.
Eric, gay or ginger? Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
He is red.
I have red hair.
He is
so
a ginger.
Would you give
so
that up to be gay?
Would you rather be gay?
Ginger.
But gingers have no souls.
Pan, gay or ginger?
Oh man, I'm gonna go with gay as well.
Can I have a gay ginger like Chris Daniels?
Oh, he's an unfortunate ginger.
That's my choice.
Steve?
Definitely gay. I don't want to not have a soul.
I'm pointing at the floor and waiting for him to respond. Like, yeah.
I'm sorry I missed your visual cue. Your three-dimensional object.
I've never heard a gay person complain about not having a soul.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never heard of a ginger complain about that either.
Then they can get married now. Ginger's still can't get
married. Eric, bathroom door open or closed? Go.
Close the fucking door.
Close it, man.
Close it.
Close it.
All right. Rick.
Door not.
There you go. Circumcised or not?
Circumcising.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I'm circumcised. My son is not.
Hey, good man. Nice. Good Eric, fucking man.
Fucking Eric, I totally would have thought you were an uncut dude. You just seem like an uncut dude, you know?
You just blew Rick's fantasy.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
But sorry. Started a new one with Joe. Chewy.
Gotta respect.
Do you have any rapid fire questions?
Gotta respect the wizard's sleep.
Shit.
Did I kind of hit the big ones, right?
Yeah, I think you did. You did pretty good.
Oh, Beatles or Elvis?
Beatles.
Beatles.
Beatles, yeah.
Beatles.
Fucking Beatles, man.
I got, one.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah.
Star Wars.
All right. Like you're in a world. You can pick one. Beatles or Star Wars?
Beatles.
One, the other doesn't exist.
Star Wars. I'm going to go with the Beatles, yeah.
Beatles.
Whoa, I just picked Star Wars over the Beatles.
Yeah, you did. That's kind of awesome.
You just
awesome,
lost
dude.
Eleanor.
That was
Riggs.
A no hesitation.
There's so many there's so
no
many other
Eleanor
good bands, but
that
there's
was
only
a no
Star
hesitation.
No, but I acknowledge that would fuck up music.
You have Walter like, John Williams, but not
music.
Eleanor Rigsby.
The Beatles stole a lot of their shit from other people.
Fucking circumcision's going to your head.
I can play that.
Circumcision went to your head.
Yeah.
I get it. The jokes are funny.
Thank you.
Chewy, go.
Star Wars.
No, you just had one. You said, hey, I have one, and I held up my finger to make you wait
well,
so
I
can ask them that. Right.
Football or baseball? You want to see my testicles?
Football or baseball?
Football. I was an All-American football player once.
Baseball statistics.
It's so weird to think you'd be that jock.
Steven?
We're at.
Baseball because of statistics. I like stats.
He actually loves baseball. He and his dad like
baseball.
They're baseball
math
nerds.
The art of baseball is just amazing.
Baseball.
Baseball, baby.
Hey, oh, let's say, ooh, who's got the most RBIs?
Oh,
Adrian
Gonzalez.
Did you just tell me who has the most RBIs?
Like three years ago.
1999, he might have had a lot of RBIs.
Like, yeah, I haven't
there was a year,
to baseball
like, I think
since
2013
like
or
so
something,
you
he popped
me.
Out there, but yeah, it's been a moment.
Did A-Rod still play for a team?
No, he retired.
Really? But he's still getting paid like 20-some million this year to
so
not play.
He was forcibly retired, you're telling me.
Yeah.
I bet he would have stuck around as long as he could. He's that kind of
you
person.
Never know.
But
he might show up in Japan next
he's
year.
He's on TV now with Pete Rose, too.
Hey, Pete I'm all about together. Free Pete Rose, man.
I love Pete Rose, too.
Did they ever let him in the Hall of Fame?
No. They should.
They should not.
They should.
I'm on the other side of that fence.
Why not? Fuck that. Dude, he bet for himself.
No,
what the fuck's wrong
with
that?
That's what he says, but... When
the evidence
he
showed he never bet against himself.
I disagree with that.
All right.
And there, yeah. He agreed to walk away
from
baseball,
hey,
and they agreed
but,
not to talk
but all
about
those
it.
Guys who are like juiced, you know,
absolutely.
Like Mark
fuck
McGuire,
them,
absolutely.
I like those guys,
too.
I think those guys should
wrong.
Be in the fucking Hall of Fame also. Mark McGuire and Barry Bonds
but if
the
they
best
can get in,
time.
So should he.
I
if you're talking, if it's
too.
An integrity argument,
I think
drugs
betting
or betting,
baseball
neither
is
one really
worse.
Fucking matters.
Can we have like a
can this be over, please?
Can we have like a
the drug league?
No. Right. Over, please.
Cheating or betting?
Can we have a separate
cheating
game?
Or betting? Which is worse, Eric?
Cheating?
Jesus.
Yeah, cheating.
In baseball, cheating. Betting. In real life, cheating.
Baseball is in real life?
And
no,
Steven has disqualified himself from winning the entire quiz.
That's fine.
Can we have
I don't care.
We have
I've been on the show three times. I've won it once already. I'm good.
Oh. Yeah.
Bitch.
I want a spot where... I want a spot where there's a separate league where everyone is cheating.
Just juice
like,
the fuck.
Everyone is like, it's like baseball, but
everyone's the
size of a fucking
like,
house.
Yeah.
Where it's endorsed and encouraged to cheat. Yeah, yeah that
like,
would be
there,
good.
There was that, there was a Saturday Night Live episode a million years ago about the steroid Olympics, and the guy goes to like do a deadlift and rips his arms off, and you know, it was awesome.
That's the thing, like, what about Lance Armstrong?
I don't like that guy at all.
A lot of people, I mean, but he's fast, dude. And he's like, I feel like,
well, you know what? Everybody else that he was racing against was also on
the biker on the left only got one ball. The biker on the left only got one ball.
But when you come out and you say everybody that you deny it and you say.
He talked shit about people who juiced while he was juicing. That kind of ruined his integrity.
That's A-Rod did that too.
If he didn't say
Bond
a damn thing
Barry
and just
Bonds
like,
never did that.
Like a Barry dog Bonds just tried to like look away to the side and pretend it wasn't looking at you and you weren't yelling at it. Yeah, if he had like done one of those, I'd feel very different about it. But no, he talked shit and said, yeah, those guys are assholes.
Yeah, hell no, I didn't cheat. People that did suck. That's what he kind of said, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, fuck those guys for making more money than we ever will.
Yeah.
Bastards. All right. Wrapping up the quiz, I'm going to say Pan's the winner.
We don't remember the quiz. Because
he won't remember.
Wait, we were in a quiz?
And you're being scored.
We were being scored.
You came in just under Pan. Steven was disqualified for disagreeing with me.
If I wasn't disqualified,
and Eric, Eric's just middle of the pack all the time.
Well,
he
was just... He's
all right with that.
He has no soul, so he wasn't
eligible.
Even,
he wasn't in the running to begin with.
He wasn't eligible.
I just like wants me to bang my head against. I keep wanting to like hit my head on the mic, but I just like feel like I shouldn't do that. It'll fuck up the sound. Oh, that was an entertaining quiz. Will you guys please save me with another song?
Sure.
More music.
What do you want to play?
I'll try.
Oh man.
Play.
Something easy.
You guys
something
are always
easy.
More entertaining than me. I can guarantee that.
No, I could do a different. That was America.
No, not America. What do we got?
Old Dirt Road. We're going to do the Old Dirt Road one.
All right, let's do Old Dirt Road. Why not?
Should I tune this thing?
While he's tuning, Rory, I was going through the...
Wait.
I was going through the fucking records from my grandparents that passed away.
Oh,
and one of the records that they had was Artie Shaw's Traffic Jam, which is the song that starts our quiz.
Oh, right. So you now have
like,
that on the original pressing.
Yeah, an original 78 copy of the song that starts the quiz. And
that's
awesome. I picked it up and I was like, holy shit, I know this song really well because I hear it every damn week.
Wow.
That's really cool. So, I did want to bring up the fact that although we are proud to have Merry Anarchy on the 10th of December, you guys can also mosey on down the road to The Saint on Saturday night, where you can check out Sil Shoda, who are going to be playing with the Spike McGuire Band.
6 Mile Station.
6 Mile Station.
That's their last show, right? Briefly. Last show ever?
Yeah, it is the last Sil Shoda show. And it's a CD release show at the same time.
Oh,
all proceeds to go benefit the Multiple Sclerosis Society.
Wow.
They're going out on... Anthony and Bobo are going out on a big note. And even though we have our show going on, I highly encourage anybody who isn't there to go on down and check out that show at The Saint, because it's going to be pretty fantastic and a night not to miss, because those guys have been such a huge influence on the Reno music scene for literally the past decade.
Totally.
Hell yeah.
So that's a
but
big
you know
show.
Merry Anarchy is so big and so long
you can come to us on Friday and go to that on Saturday, or do both on Saturday, whatever you want.
You want to come to us on Saturday.
Yeah, we're
for
playing
sure.
at 10 so.
Yeah, so you want to
be, and that's probably about the time Sil
Shoda's
playing.
I gotta say Sil Shoda is a and was a great freaking band, and I actually got kicked out of 6 Mile Station. It was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me.
Being kicked out of playing with
them.
Oh
yeah, I remember
getting
that.
Kicked out of
you
that
were in
band.
6
That's
Mile
why
Station.
I looked at you when I couldn't think of the name for a second.
Oh man, it's a small town.
I don't remember why did you get kicked out.
Because he was too good.
Have you worked with Eric? He's fucking weird.
I can't remember why.
Actually, he's a total dick to work with.
Have you worked with
Eric?
Oh my
god.
Every band has like a series of text messages, and it was just like the entire stream was just a series of like your mom jokes, and I'm like, guys, when's practice? You know? And then it's like 25 dick jokes. I'm like, I just can't do this.
Your mom knows what practice is.
Yeah, I'm like 7.
I hear your mom likes it that way.
I heard your mom likes a good dick joke.
I like those guys though. I fucking love those guys, but
but they kicked you out for not liking
your mom
a dick
likes
joke.
Those guys.
Like this guy doesn't like mom jokes, so you better fucking.
All right, my bad.
Spike's got he's got a recording studio with Greg there in the basement of the shop.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Yeah, I like those two.
Yeah, what are they? They're calling it loud as folk. Loudest Folk label or something. Loudest Folk Records.
Something. They got something.
Greg's been on fire lately.
Yeah. He feels good.
He's doing a lot of stuff. He seems really happy and productive. He's really happy. Yeah. Frankly, Silver is or Greg are going to be tentatively the first show of the new year on the show, which is basically the next band after. You guys are the last band of this year, pretty much, I think.
Oh, wow. Fuck.
Oh, wait. Yeah, well. Wait, let me
the
make
last
sure.
band of the Fair. Worst year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think we got next week
so
off.
True. Yeah,
and then
no,
we got
next
family
week.
Show.
Next week is Nick Ramirez's birthday and the KG show down at Jub Jub's. You definitely want to check out the Kyle Gass Band on a Monday night at Jub Jub's, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be a really good time. And then the Christmas show on the 19th, and then we're out until the new year.
But we're having a show on the day after New Year's. So, I mean, we're not skipping that weekend.
Yeah.
On the 2nd.
Normally, we would skip that weekend.
But we're doing it because we're awesome.
Yeah, yep. So we're coming right back.
Because you guys deserve it.
Right. But next weekend, sorry, suck a dick.
Yeah, there you don't go. Deserve that.
Next week is Nick's birthday. Come down and meet us at Jub Jub's and hang out with Nick instead of waiting for the show till Thursday.
Oh. Bunch of black people down there, Rick. A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
And then if we're promoting stuff that's way out, on 12:30, One Ton Dooley is also going to be playing.
One Ton Dooley is awesome, too. Yeah, I should really check
He's
going to
be playing
out.
At the Saint as well for Stacey Toll's 50th birthday party and the New Year's show. Yep. It's going to be the Shames, One Ton Dooley.
The day before New Year's Eve,
And like two more bands. So it'll be awesome.
Including Stacey and Hudson and Nick's band.
Yeah. Oh, I just suck his dick.
Yeah, hopefully not on stage that night because that's
Alphabet
be
Cult. That's the other band that's playing.
Yeah.
Alphabet Cult.
It's a lovely cult, city. I love this city.
So, all right, but now we're going to have another song by our guests who are also featured performers at Mary Anarchy this weekend.
See how this goes.
As opposed to the other Mary Anarchy next weekend.
Some red.
your mama told you not to go. Old, old dirt road, where your mama told you not to go.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck.
That was some pretty awesome. Good shit, man.
All right.
I like that version.
Is that going to be on the new record, too?
Yeah.
That all right. On there.
Great
yeah.
version cool. of that. But that was before Trump, so he doesn't say fuck Trump.
Yeah. I want, I want, so
when
I
can
want
we,
to
had he known.
When
there's
can
plenty
we
of people
this?
To fuck
this?
Before Trump.
We'd like when can Reno audiences get this in their
yeah,
own
when
pause?
Is this actually going to happen?
Probably the end of January, maybe early Feb, because I'm... Well, I'm leaving the country for a few weeks.
Forever.
Oh. Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Just visiting.
Got really, we
got really
not,
quiet.
Because that, yeah, I got sad.
Really sad.
Well, I was like, oh. I know, actually, the minute it left my lips, I was like, well, that'd be horrible.
Well, yeah, don't put that out in the universe.
Yeah,
man.
I'm going back to England for 3 weeks.
Come back
see my
to
family.
Us, Joe.
Yeah, I got to say, it was great to meet your fam when they were in town in October.
Oh, yeah.
They watched, your mom was sweet. They watched my boy twice.
Yeah.
Rad.
They called to watch him.
Yeah.
Afterwards,
did
he talk funny? No, his folks were pretty sweet people.
He came back with an accent.
You know what, too? They,
his mom was sweet, and his dad was like already just like roll up his freaking sleeves and get to work around the theater and help out and make shit happen.
Yeah, we built.
Oh, yeah.
We built some drywall. We put some drywall up and made a box office. And
yeah. Yeah, that was. Yeah. That was, yep.
Yeah. But they actually came and they'd never seen us play. Ever. Like, in the 5 years, they've never been here at the same time we were playing, and they actually got to see us play at the Saint.
Oh, my
cool.
God.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they were just
that
like,
was a good show. That was a great show.
Yeah, but they were just like, ah. They hadn't seen me play guitar in a band since I was, like, 22.
Damn.
So you've gotten mildly
like
better since.
Yeah. like,
mildly.
Yeah, like, I hope. So they were just like, ah, you guys are awesome.
What well, fuck? Cool. I mean, you rock that damn pedal shit.
Fuck. Yeah,
it's like an orchestra coming out of that fucking thing in your hands.
Yeah, thanks.
Orchestra.
I don't know what to say.
Real dude, yeah. No, it's nuts.
Not during
well, so many people like use the 1,000 pedals, but you hear it all click in and all this shit happening, and it's not dead
Joe
on time.
Is very
Joe's
particular
a
with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking bullshit.
Rex says that.
Oh my
wait,
god!
During the second song, I went out and took a piss in the other room, and all I could hear was the guitar. When I was sitting out there on the steps, and it was beautiful,
without being processed, just the actual guitar being.
No, I could
played.
Hear the amp outside,
oh,
and
oh,
it was
gosh.
It was rad.
Yeah, once you take the rest
good.
Of the members out of the band,
it's
we're
amazing.
Really
I love the band
good.
Too. I really think you guys are great. if you guys would just play like that every time, I'd probably go
just show up and
just maybe turn everything else, like including the suck, down to about three.
No, you guys really,
dude, and they're so good. I mean, on that album with those fucking 22 songs, how many of those songs are live takes of
almost
the original? It's almost everything is live.
Everything was
like,
three takes or less, basically.
Yeah. But what wound up on the album was you guys playing together. There was a few songs we redid the vocals on, and a lot of stuff we doubled up the guitars later.
Yeah. Yeah,
but the initial live take is all there.
Yeah,
and
it's
Eric,
a live
you only
album.
Reached. Did you even retrack one song?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, we like fixed a couple notes here and there, and that was it. Bam. Right.
You guys have been playing together for so long now, you guys just got it all tight. You're on the same page, seems like.
Yeah,
fuck yeah.
You know, my favorite thing about the album is, you know, often when you, and this is a credit to Rick, really, you know, when you go in a studio, you're usually really pressured for time, and you're thinking, fuck, how am I going to get all this done? You know, and the great thing about the process of recording this album is that we just jammed. So we're generally at our best when we're just jamming and just making it up as we go along. And so some of these songs on this album, like almost all of the guitar solos, for example, I didn't know what – like I had to go back and learn them because I didn't know what the fuck I was playing. You know, and this summer I'm just like, I don't even know if I can actually play them.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
It's just like
– that just
it's
happened.
Like hard to – like it just hit you in the moment.
Oh, my God. What is know? That on the Time For Us Is Now? Or which is the one that just – yeah.
Oh, the
– that and
Mercury Rising.
Yeah.
Oh,
my
God.
Kills
that song
me.
Is so epic.
Yeah. That's what
the
we should
like, –
can we play out
great.
To that? Can we play
we just,
that from the CD?
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys got
a
place where
CD
we can
on.
Keep track of follow where the album's going to be out? You got I mean, you got
our
are you guys
Facebook
on all the usual
page,
stuff?
Facebook.
We have we're building a new website, so we took our old one down.
Remy Jordan.
Hey, smart fucking decision by
Remy,
the way.
Yeah,
smart decision to like
take down the old crap before you put up the new building.
Well, and we just follow that, we'll see when the album's going to be available and where.
Remy is your manager?
Remy took us on.
Nice.
I got to say.
Remy's got a lot of great ideas. Like he's really well, proactive. He knows how to really whip.
Seems like he knows how to get shit done.
No,
too.
I gotta tell you, he knows how to manage. Like it's all pro. It's all spreadsheets. It's like tasked out, and he doesn't make us feel bad. But he's like, let's do this.
Seems like the kind of guy who's not going to half-ass
Remy. Remy actually brings a big fat resume behind him.
Yeah. You guys, I heard he
knows his shit.
He's not originally from Reno, so.
Well,
that's
true.
There's only a handful of people.
I think
who
he's
are.
Welsh.
He's Basque. No, he's Basque. It's fine.
Pretty sure he's Italian.
No, man. He's from Paris, right? I don't know if you guys heard this. There was a huge fire in this cheese factory in his hometown, and there was debris everywhere.
Oh God! I was
that's
really
not funny.
That.
See, right on. Hey, right. Ooh, right on the heels jokes. Of you know Oakland, man. That ain't cool.
I know. As I said
how
that, as I said that, I was like, "Fuck,
oh, God."
That was
okay, and I just,
joke.
I have to say, this is
I,
not.
I got
take,
sad as I was saying.
Not to take away any of the tragedy in Oakland, but I keep having all these friends in the Bay Area in Oakland checking in that they're safe from the fire,
I wasn't at
and
that
they're all
show.
These like hardcore kids who are into punk rock. Yeah, because. Yeah. I was really worried you were at an EDM warehouse show, guys. Thanks, for,
back,
checking
thanks
in.
For checking in.
Going back to Eric's joke, though, I think that was a little bit too cheesy for the show.
Boom. Oh.
Thank you.
God.
You brought it home.
Fuck, you guys suck.
And I'm going to say, on that note, we're going to go out on a studio song. So
very good.
For myself, Nick Ramirez, the Chewbacca, the Dogwater Dick, all of the interns, and everybody here at Worst Little Podcast Studios, good night, ladies! Because life is short and I love you.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass. And like mercury when
yourself rising up above yourself. And you turn and see the beauty that you were, but don't stop there. And you hear your family crying, but just let them cry as you make your way up towards the sky. And see that bright star, see that light. Don't stay in the light, keep going there. And if you're walking through hell, well, it's only hell. And keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. And you feel yourself falling now, falling back down, down, down. You feel that warmth, but don't stay in that warmth. And choose well. Welcome home, my friend, welcome home again. Welcome home, my friend, welcome home again. Welcome home.
As if they was lords of creation.
Starlighter Studios!
It's a present from Dick. Isn't it beautiful?
This is Riku Arya Dowd for the Worst Little Podcast.